Good Monday morning. I'm Christine Monahan, host of the Prosperous Leader Radio Show, one gold thought and one gold gram at a time. The Prosperous Leader Radio Show is brought to you by CareCurtTeam.com. To get reminded weekly of the show, simply click on the follow button on the show page banner. So for the month of October, we are going to focus on growing into the next best version of you in order for you to receive the monetary gain you desire and prosperity on all levels. It begins with getting clear on your why. And here's a hint, your why is not your monetary gain. If you aren't clear on your why yet, please go to CareCurtTeam.com, click on the Get Started tab, watch the video, and then sign up for the free Why session, which will absolutely help you to grow into the next best version of you. As I said, for October, we are going to have top performer Care Bars affiliates, and they're going to share how they've grown into the next best version of themselves. And today, we're very fortunate to have Ty Best on. Ty is a referral marketing business expert who's been in the business for 32 years. He's been in the business full-time for 20 years. He's owned three companies. He's the author of three books. He's been involved with CareBars for, about 23 months. And he's been married for 36 years to his wife, Valerie, and has two thriving sons. Good morning, Ty. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Christine, and thank you for having me.
Well, I've heard a lot about you, all very favorable, and I've heard your books are definitely a read, and I'm a voracious reader, so I think what we'll do is we'll start the show by saying the first listener to press 1 and ask a question to you when we get to the Q&A part will win a copy of your book. And the second person to ask a question will win a copy of my book. So let's get started so listeners have an opportunity to ask you questions. Listeners, you press 1 on your phone or type in a question on the chat box on the computer if you'd like to comment or ask Ty a question today. Ty, was there a moment where you shifted from waiting for things to happen in your life to 100% making them happen? And if so, what triggered this shift?
I'm going to say, first let me say this, Christine. I appreciate again for being asked to be on this call. And you started the call off right in my wheelhouse. Why? Why is more important than anything else, folks? And I teach people my team this all the time. I hope you guys can hear me okay. Let me know, Christine, if this call starts breaking up for some time I'm on the cell phone. But
no problem.
Why is more important? Why is critical? That's everything. Right there starts with why. Once you get crystal clear on your why, and see, when I got exposed 32 years ago to this industry, my why was made crystal clear to me right away. My heart button was freedom. I understood it at a very early age that I did not want to work for someone for the rest of my life. Now, because at 22 years old, after I graduated from college, I got what they call a great job with the second largest corporation on the planet. So, where else do you go from there? You follow me? But I'd only been in that job for a little while, and I watched them fire the Iacocca. Okay, you fired the president of the company. I said, this is not a secure environment. I don't know where people come from, this job security stuff. I was only 22 years old. I said, I felt insecure in that environment, okay? And then the second thing I watched them take a guy who had been on a job 30 years after having two strokes and forced him to retire with kids in college, couldn't afford it. And I saw this grown man, 56 years old, sitting in the office crying after 30 years on the job. My why to me was crystal clear. Now, I didn't have a vehicle, but I knew this was not the environment for me for the rest of my life. I don't care what anyone said. So at 28, when I got exposed to this personal referral home-based business industry, and it said I could start a business right now, for $100, $130 at that time, and it's my business, and that freedom was possible, I've been hooked ever since. Just that simple.
Okay, and my guess is when you speak of freedom being your why, that you were already crystal clear, and you actually had a vision in your head and in your heart of what the ideal day in the life of Ty was going to be in the future, and that was what the freedom was. So because a lot of people get hooked on, well, I want freedom. That's my why. And I'm like, well, that's great, but what does that look like? What is the ideal day in the life of you in the future that you want to grow into becoming? And that's what motivates you and inspires you and moves you into action each and every day, right?
Well, really, somebody had to paint that picture for me, because most of us don't know what freedom is. I didn't know what freedom was. I just knew I didn't want to work for someone else, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, see, some of us, we hear that, and we go out, and we started a traditional business, meaning we just bought a job. We're not free, but we got a job we own, because we still acquired 6 to 7 hours a week of our life. I stand in my first meeting at 8 years old with about 200 people, Christine, and this guy on stage, this couple, I'll never forget him. I'm forever grateful for him, Jerry and Lisa Ruff. I remember this day. I know they don't remember me, but I sat in that audience. I remember them and their story. And they were 32 years old. They were free. They had to own their own home, had just bought 2 brand-new cars, and they were sitting there talking about this thing called sleeping to the crack of noon. I had never heard that phrase before. Sleep to the crack of noon. Sleep to get finished sleeping. Sleep to your body starts hurting because you've been lying in bed too much. That painted a picture for me. I said, because I hated getting up in the morning, especially when it's cold and winter time's coming now. I hated it. And when that guy started painting that picture of sleeping to the crack of noon, sleeping till you get finished, firing the boss, can you imagine not having to wake up to an alarm clock and you're 35 years old? And I got excited. He painted the picture for me, and that's the vision I saw.
Right. Okay?
And when I saw that, I was done. I said, I got to have that. Now, we'll add this. I want to add this piece to the puzzle. It took me 4 years to get my wife free. My wife has been free since she was 32 years old. Never worked outside the home since she was 32 years old. Don't misunderstand me. We've worked, not outside the home, been free. Nobody's told her what to do for the last 28 years of her life. Okay, it took me 12 years to learn the things I need to learn in this industry to put myself in a position to be full-time, because I had a fairly decent job, if there is such a thing. And so I had a significant income. And it took me 12 years to find the right vehicle to do that. And if I found the right vehicle, it was only 21 months to get free. Okay,
right.
Same thing about Carabao's International. It's very quick to do it once you have the right vehicle in your hands, and I believe we have the right vehicle.
Perfect. You're crackling up just a tiny bit, so maybe, I don't know if you're a little too close to the phone, but just a tiny bit. Okay, so what I want to take from what you've just said there is you talked about learning, and I think that this is such a misunderstood piece. People think that the learning in building a business such as Carabao's is all about attending webinars and, you know, all of that, and that is a huge part of it. You need to be able to walk your talk and what the philosophy is and how the business works and the rest of it. But all things being equal, is the bigger learning really about growing into the next best version of yourself? Because if you want to live that why that you're not living right now, that ideal day in the life of me or you or whomever who's on the show today, you need to grow into the next best version of yourself, because if you were already that person, you'd already be living it. And so that's the piece that I think all things being equal that individuals get stuck on. And it shows up in not wanting to connect with your warm market. It shows up in not wanting to do calls. It shows up in a whole bunch of ways that people don't make the connection. So my question to you based on that is, what part of your old story, which is a worn-out belief, are you still working on letting go in order to truly lead as Ty in your own life, but also as a leader that can inspire a team of leaders to become leaders and do the same thing?
I believe this. The first thing is you must have a big enough dream. Now, I know that's not a business word, but that's your why again. I'm back to your why. It must be big enough that it requires you to change. Most people, Christine, their dream's so small that change is not required. They want to make an extra $500 a month. Now, a little change might be required. But when you change that and say, I want to make $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 a month, a significant commitment and a significant change is required. And I heard Paul Zane Pilzer say, who was former economic advisor to several presidents, say, the only security we have in the future is our ability to learn, change, and adapt. Well, we do that by association. We do that by reading books. We do that by listening to programs like your program right here, a phenomenal program, this radio show. That's a part of it. And so if your dream's big enough, you would start to force yourself to make the necessary changes. We recommend to people on our team all the time, spend 10 minutes in a book every day. Readers are leaders. I know you hear this all the time in this industry, but how many people will actually apply this? If I heard you say earlier, you're a ferocious reader. I am too. My son is too. My wife is too. It is absolutely a must, especially if you're going to deal with people, okay, on any significant level. You must grow to learn to communicate, to expand your ability to influence people, to understand where they're coming from. And you never stop growing, in my mind. And the only way to keep growing is, again, association, audio programs you listen to, and the books you read. And I believe must read. Read is a discipline that must be developed in order to build a large organization and a large income.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, reading or anything that is going to help you grow as an individual is really just a habit, a choice. And the more you do it, the more you see the results from it, the more you see how you're able to influence others' lives in a positive way, the more you naturally want to do it. So thank you for that. And again, listeners, the first person to press 1 or type in a question receives a copy of one of Ty's books. The second person will receive a copy of my book. So let's get into in terms of the team and how those work. Ty, what is one common mistake you see affiliates making that completely slows down their path to succeed in terms of them getting in their own way? And why do you think this is so?
Well, here's a secret I like to share with people. I said the real secret I believe in this industry. Now, there are exceptions to the rule all the time because we have a very unique compensation plan in Carabas. You can accidentally make money in Carabas, really. Okay, that's not the best way to go about it, but you know, I've been around there 23 months, and we have people who make money by default, accidentally earn income. But at some point, you can become a professional and learn how to make things happen in your business. Well, a trick to that is to take your eyes off yourself. Very difficult to do because we get motivated. We got in for selfish reasons. We want to make more money. We want to secure our family. We want to acquire gold. We want to, all those things. That's why we got in for self. But the trick to this business is to get your eyes off yourself, look at your team, and start to really help those people on your team. Invest all your time and energy on your team with those people who are interested. And the more you help those people succeed, the more you'll succeed. But it's a very difficult thing to do when, you know, we are sort of self-motivated. And that's why the reading is so important, because we start to learn in order to lead people, we must serve people. In order to serve people, you must be what? There to support, there to help. You must be that encourager. You must be up when they're down. You must be up when you're down, okay? You must always be there for them. Think about them first, not you, them. And the more you serve them and the more they start to earn money, the more money you earn. It's a direct result of the more people you help. I make a statement all the time when I run across people and say, well, I've tried this before. I've done that before. I've never made any money. I said, that statement is a reflection of you. And they said, what? I said, if you find somebody in this industry who say they've never made any money, all it means is that they have never helped anyone else make money. Because you make money in default in this industry by helping others make money. It really is that simple.
Right. And I guess what that segues into is if listeners are feeling less than confident in terms of approaching their warm market, which we all know that the warm market, you know, is really the way to go, then they can approach it or they can look at it from the standpoint of, I'm approaching this person or this group or this, you know, church, whatever, from the place of how I can serve them. And again, it's like if you take the onus off yourself and put the serving on to someone else in however you define that in your life, then the whole process shifts and your entire philosophy shifts. And that's when things effortlessly show up as small miracles each day, whatever that, and again, however you define a miracle, right? So let me ask you this then. What do you say to the many affiliates who absolutely resist connecting with their warm market?
You just hit it. It's a real mind shift. It's a mind shift. And when they make that mind shift, they're ready to go, in my opinion. When they realize that what they're doing and really, really believe it. See, I believe that when I share my program with someone, I share this program with someone, I believe I'm helping them. I really do. I mean, down to my very core, I believe it's because, see, if they don't get in, it doesn't affect my opportunity. I'm not counting on them doing it for me. You follow? I'm going to do it. I've already done it, and I'm continuing to do it. You get the mindset, I'm doing it. So when I share with them, they've just been blessed. They don't know it. That's the way I feel about it. See, it's a complete mind shift. Okay, and by the way, let me throw this out there. I don't just share with people. I interview people. They don't even know they've been interviewed. I'm talking to people everywhere I go. I'm listening to them. I'm looking for that person with a spark. I'm looking for that person with a little bit of hope. That person might have a desire, a dream. I'm interviewing people everywhere I go. Okay, and when I share with them, okay, I'm sharing because it will benefit them. I'm doing this thing right now. So I get compensated 5 times a month minimum by Care Bars right now. So I'm doing it for them, and I'm going to tell you something else. You know you're there when you start to feel guilty by not sharing it with someone. See, you made a complete 360 when you go, oh, man, I didn't tell that person, and it could change that person's life. And you actually start to feel guilty. So now you are highly motivated. You want to share with everybody you possibly can, because when you let an opportunity go by where you could touch somebody's life and perhaps change their life, and you realize that you can do that, you actually come under condemnation because you didn't tell them.
See, but okay, when you come out what
first.
Yeah, and what I think you've landed on here could absolutely, for those people who are listening and the people who listen then when it's recorded down the road, this could actually shift their entire mindset. Is if you back this right up, what this really comes down to in terms of succeeding with your warm market or succeeding in the business, succeeding in life, is your own belief in that which you say you're passionate about. So if we pull it right back to Care Bars, what this really comes down to is each one of us needs to understand within ourselves what our own belief is. Why is my belief so strong about this Care Bars, which comes back to the why. And when you get clear on your why and your belief is so strong, your conviction is so strong, it will carry you. So you have to take time to sidestep to do that work. And it's not even, you know, work in the conventional sense. That is tapping into your divine purpose that you can then serve others. So I think that that's like a beautiful message. And if people take nothing else away from this 30-minute show, that's what they want to carry with them. So let me ask you this. As a team leader, what's one trait you want your team to learn from or be inspired by in you that they in turn can duplicate?
Again, I'm going all the way back again to the dream. See, everything starts there. We make a statement on the team all the time. I've heard it before. I didn't originate the statement. If the dream is big enough, the facts don't count. See, if the dream is big enough, doesn't matter what the compensation plan is. Doesn't matter if you understand it, don't understand it. None of those things matter. You start to do what's required. Everything starts with that dream. If the person won't dream, okay, and it's going to lead me to another point real quick, Christine. If the person won't dream, it's very difficult to move them, okay, because they don't have any core motivation there. Now, so let me touch on one thing I think is very critical. This is why reading is so critical. We all come into this business with a well-defined sense of inferiority. All of us have it, okay, no matter who we are, unless we've made a conscious decision to change that, to challenge our core beliefs. I mean, the most of us have been taught we are not good enough, we're not pretty enough, we're not smart enough, we don't have enough talent, we don't have enough ability, and success is over there for them somewhere on the other side of the mountain who've been born in the right place, got the right education, got the right connection. We've been fed all that stuff okay, from the educational system. We've been indoctrinated with all that stuff all our life. And so that's why we come into this business, and then here's somebody on stage saying, you can make $100,000 a year from home. You can make $1 million a year. And that goes against everything we've been conditioned to believe. And so the real change starts at that dream. And when you start with that dream, you start to read, it starts to change that self-image. As that personal self-image goes up, you start to believe you can do more, and you do start to do more, okay? You start to do
right.
those daily habits. And so it all starts there.
Okay. Yeah, and okay, so let's delve into that a little bit more. So what this comes down to is, one, starting to make a different choice every day. And you know, what I like to say with my entrepreneur clients is, each choice you make every day gets you closer to or farther away from that which you say you desire.
Mm-hmm.
You're
mm-hmm.
making a choice that actually is getting you farther away, then you haven't completely bought into that which you desire. So the question I have for you, for listeners, and again, listeners, I'd love someone to be brave enough and courageous enough to start their week by asking a question or even commenting today. There's two amazing books available for people to read as a gift. So my question to you is, you're saying that it starts with the dream, and many people have either lost hope or don't know how to dream or don't know where to begin. What do you
right.
say to the person who's listening who goes, I don't even know what my dream is?
That's right. And we have a look. We have a statement we say it's not natural to dream or to dream big. It's not natural. This motivated state to be in, what we're doing in this business is not natural. So we have a thing to say, you must plug into the system and you must learn to start to feed your faith and starve your doubt. Feed the things that builds up your belief, your self-image, your confidence. Feed those things. It is not natural to be pumped up, fired up every day. That's not a natural state. So how do you feed that state? You feed it by starting the morning off with this radio show. You feed it by reading 10 minutes in a book. You feed it by when you get in your car in the morning, headed off to the job, to work, you don't cut on the radio. You put in a Brian Tracy. You put in Zig Ziglar. You put in Les Brown. You put in anything that will motivate you, inspire you, give you ideas, give you confidence. You feed that belief. And the more you feed that belief, the more confidence you get, the more confident you get, the more you do, and the more you do, the more results you create. The more results you create, the more confidence you get, the more you do. It's a cycle that we create on our own by what we feed our minds. And I really believe
right.
that in my heart, and that's why I tell you, that's the way you – I don't start my day. I won't answer the phone when I first get up, Christine, in the morning. People call me at 8:30 in the morning, I won't even answer the phone. I don't let the phone dictate my day. I want to start my day with an audio program. I want to start my day with an inspirational something I read for 10 or 15 minutes. I want to start my day off on the right foot. I want to feed my faith. Even right now, after being full-time 20 years, 32 years in the industry, I start my day off by feeding me first so that I can be prepared to help others.
Okay. We've got less than 7 minutes left. It'd be great if some brave soul would want to make a comment, share what insight that they've gained that they're going to lead with. Come on, brave souls, let's go. So I want to touch on two things in the short amount of time. One is the concept of getting comfortable being uncomfortable. I think that there is a misunderstanding with individuals thinking that the prosperous leaders such as yourself, those that they kind of look up to and they wish to emulate or they wish to be in that same place, they feel like they don't have that you don't have moments of fear or doubt or feeling uncomfortable. And as I, again, what I always like to say to my clients is, you need to get comfortable being uncomfortable. And every time you feel uncomfortable, it usually means you're about to grow into the next best version of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And so that allows you to continue being uncomfortable because you actually know it means you're moving forward. What do you say to that in terms of listeners moving through whatever they're uncomfortable with this week?
Success is outside your comfort zone. It's always outside your comfort zone. The next level is outside your comfort zone. But you can grow to that place. When I hear people say things like, well, that's the way I am, I said, no, we can change. We as human beings, we are the only living life form on the planet that has the capacity to change. We do not do things by nature. We might do things by nurture, but we do not necessarily do things by nature. And we actually have the capacity to change at any moment, on a dime. It is absolutely a decision. You could be shy. I had people come on our team who was so shy, could not talk on the telephone. And a year later, they sat on stage hosting seminars. Okay, it is a process. It's not easy. I'm not saying it's simple, but it can be done, and we all can do it. I've had people come into the program completely introverted and change literally, you know, not overnight, but change eventually. And everybody can change, and it's worth the change.
Right. All right, fabulous. We do have someone who has called in here. Before I unmute them, we have less than 5 minutes left. Those of you who want to learn more about your why, go to carrotgroupteam.com, click on the Get Started tab, watch the video, sign up for the free why session. It's as simple as that. Okay, let's see who we have here. So we have listener, and it's 652. Hi. Hello. Who do we have on today? It's area code. And
this is Carol from California.
Hi, Carol. Do you have a question or a comment for Ty, please?
I do. Mr. Best, I like what you said about feed yourself first, because you can't give what you don't have.
Mm-hmm.
And I really appreciate your leadership and your leadership also, Christine.
Well, thank you. And Carol is a force within herself in what she is creating and has created. So thanks for showing up today, Carol, and we'll get your information so we can send you one of Ty's books. We also have someone else who has wanted to ask a question. Hang on here. Okay, so it's area code 604. Go for whoever this is.
Very quickly, it's Lloyd here. Hi, Ty. Just a question. I'd like your response on this. The nature of the human beast is they tend to, out of fear perhaps, not be calling you, even though they say they're serious. What's your approach? How do you work with those affiliates that say they're serious, and are you constantly contacting them, or do you wait for them to contact you? How do you approach that?
Great question.
I love
Thank you.
Excuse me. Great question, Lord. I love the technology today because it allows you to contact people, stay in contact with them without being intrusive, like always calling their phone. And so I try to text those who are sitting on the fence, ready to get started, getting ready to get ready, you know, that group. I would text them information, you know, like once every 5 or 10 days, just to let them know I'm still involved. It's still going on. I don't text them every day. But I'm always going to text them something. I'm going to send them new information about goals, something I just read, something I just ran across. I'm texting them, I'm emailing something, you know, 2-3 times a month, just letting them know I'm still here, this is what we're still doing. Okay? Now, the people who call me, those are the ones I'm working with. Those are the ones I'm doing threes with. Those are the ones I'm doing everything I can to support. But the other ones, I just keep in constant contact. Now, watch this, folks. This is a very important lesson. It only took me 25 years to learn this one. I watch what people do. I don't care what they say to me, okay? Well, I shouldn't say care. That sounds insensitive, but I care. I listen. But really, I pay attention more to what they do than what they say they're going to do. See, if they're not on this radio program and we got this radio program and they say they want to succeed, I'm watching them. If we call a meeting and they don't come to a meeting, I'm watching. If we call a conference call, they're not there, they're not on the webinar, I'm watching. Now, I don't criticize them. I don't condemn them for doing it, but I'm watching what they do more than listening to what they say. And the people who are doing stuff, and by the way, I make a statement all the time real quick because I know it's almost over. I make a statement all the time, pour gasoline where there's fire. Okay, the mistake so many people make in their business is they keep trying to drag somebody who's not interested. Go take that one who seems to be doing all the things, work more with them and less with the people who are just getting started. They're incubating. They're getting ready to get ready.
Yeah, and that's a great way to wrap up the show, Ty, and it was a good question on Lloyd's part is, you know, one of the tools I use now is the success system, and I love it because it shows me when someone is actually watching the videos, and those are the people that I focus my efforts on in addition to people who are already in my team because they're showing me through their actions that they are wanting to learn and that they have an interest level. So we have loved to have you on the show today, Ty. I'd love to have you on the show. And I'm wishing everybody a very prosperous week. Remember, it takes more energy to play small than it does to live big. So live big. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.